It's about quarter after six on Sunday, September 17th, I think, and I'm coming out of New Paltz right now after a pretty short day of climbing, but nonetheless, it was very eventful. Just when you thought I could go all season without whipping, you know, I took a decent-sized fall today. Basically, I climbed with Kevin and Kristen, and of course, they brought Coda along. So we stayed at the 87 Motel last night and got a pretty early start this morning. We're actually up by 7. And I guess we're at the base of High E, when, 8:30 to 9 o'clock, I guess. But it was soaked, and I remember doing it before when it was wet, so I just said, you know, let's try that later in the day. So we went over to Ursula, which is a 3-star 5.5. From what I understand, it's supposed to be one of the best fives at the Gunks. And it's also supposed to be pretty stiff for a five, but I mean, you know, every grade there is stiff. So we decided to do that. We went over, checked it out. Well, you know, it didn't look wet, so we jumped on it around, you know, let's call it 9 or 9:30 by then. First pitch, actually pretty intimidating. It looked easier from the ground until you got up there. You know, you're climbing this little right-facing corner into this open book with a tiny little crack that doesn't take any gear, and traverse out right. You know, you moved along pretty well, and then when you get out there a ways, you had some decent hands, not like super jugs, like, you know, like you're used to, but the feet were just real poor. Kind of reminded me of Disneyland, how you had like some decent hands, but you're just smearing the whole way. But to me, it actually felt a little harder than Disneyland. And then the traverse out right really wasn't protected. I mean, the start of the traverse, you had like this rusty old pin, you know, throw a screamer on that, and then you start heading out right. You know, fairly delicate traverse, because you actually had to step down a little bit for it. But there was no pro there, so that kind of sucked. But you could still protect the seconds afterwards once you got, you know, you could get protection over and up, you know, once you got done traversing. And then Kevin and Kristen both followed up about at the same time, you know, because we were climbing on the doubles. They pretty much cruised it. I don't recall too big of problems. One time, Kevin needed to give the nut tour to Kristen. But, not too big problems there. Then we climbed the second pitch, which I think the second pitch is why that's a 3-star climb. Second pitch is basically, you know, a steep, juggy, climb, and it's long, it's like 100 feet, and then it starts with this little tiny roof, you know, definitely small for a Gunks roof. Decent horizontals, man, good hands the whole way, you pull right through the roof. Now, the only problem here, though, is if you fall, man, you are guaranteed to land on your belayer. I mean, there's no way that you're not doing it. Then once you get right above the roof, you know, you're still kind of cranking a little bit, and at one point, I don't know, maybe I wasn't looking in the right places, but I was on, like, some pretty shady slopers. But once I got past that, I could get some good gear in. And then just cruise the rest of the pitch, you know? Kind of like, I thought it actually dropped in grade. It wasn't a 5.5 the whole time. Maybe it drops down to to 5.4. And it was easy. It was like Gelsa without the corner. Just imagine, like, a face. And then Kevin and Kristen came up that, and then we decided, we're like, well, you know, we could wrap off the GT ledge, or we'll go walk over and see what High E looks like, you know, get on the last pitch, the money pitch of High E. And then came all the adventure.